Asante, danke, grazie, kamsi hamnida, merci, tak, or toda. Whatever language you use to express gratitude, it is important to say thank you. I find it interesting that the more one expresses gratitude, the more one finds to be grateful for. I want to encourage you, my sister, not to focus on what you want, but to be grateful for what you have. Expressing gratitude is more about me than it is about simply being polite. Research suggests that focus on gratitude makes you happier, and happy people experience less health problems. Happiness and good health are correlating factors with bidirectional connection. Happy people live longer. Research also suggests that smiling makes you feel happier. Happiness is contagious and can produce a chain reaction. Grateful people are happy people. Jesus repeatedly expressed gratitude to the Father and provides the ultimate example of thankful living. In secret and in public, he expressed gratitude. Jesus expects his followers to be grateful. The Apostle Paul, the author of most of the New Testament, says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Believers are to be grateful always, regardless of the circumstance or situation. Gratitude is not based upon what is happening at any given moment, but on God, the source of all thankfulness. Each day that we are alive is a gift from God. Each day holds the opportunity for something new. Lamentations 3:22-23, Isaiah 43:19. Each day, you and I have the opportunity to gratefully walk in abundance and be transformed by surrendering our lives to God. Last month's devotion called us to rejoice at all times, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. You and I are to give thanks regardless of what is going on in our lives. When things are going the way we like, we are to give thanks. And when they are not, we are to give thanks. Living a life of gratitude is not instinctual. Due to our sinful nature, we tend to focus on the negative. This phenomena is called negativity bias. While negativity bias is connected to human nature, I am grateful that once I accepted Jesus, my human nature was transformed and I was made brand new. John 1:12-13, 2 Corinthians 5:17, 2 Peter 1:3-4. For that, I am eternally grateful. My new nature and my old nature, however, compete to be in charge. Romans 7:19-24, Galatians 5:17. The nature that wins is the one that I nurture with God's word and with gratitude. Gratitude matters. Living life focused on gratitude does not simply change my nature, it changes my life. Psalm 119:7. I can live a life of gratitude by acknowledging the immeasurable goodness of God in my life. A Jesuit priest is quoted saying, "It's not joy that makes us grateful, it's gratitude that makes us joyful." I encourage you, my sister, to exercise the life-changing power of gratitude. Focusing on gratitude provides the opportunity for us to acknowledge the sometimes small, hidden blessings of God. I purposefully count my blessings when I live a life of gratitude. Psalm 66, Psalm 103, 2. I love and am grateful for the hymns of the church. The hymn, Count Your Blessings, which is frequently sung during this season, was written 127 years ago. It has been referred to as a beam of sunlight that has brightened up the dark places of the earth. This hymn has blessed generations across several denominations and has encouraged each of us to focus on what God has done in our lives. I am determined to live a life of gratitude. Truly living a life of gratitude will shift my perspective and strengthen my resolve. Truly living a life of gratitude will cause you to appreciate the good and trust in God's faithfulness even in times of difficulty, believing that He has a good plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. Truly living a life of gratitude will remind you that the miraculous happens daily. Deuteronomy 10:21. If you would like to begin living a life of gratitude, begin with remembering that you, my sister, are a miracle. Every aspect of your life has been orchestrated by God, either through His permission or for His purpose. Psalm 57:2, Jeremiah 1:5, Colossians 1:16. For that, we ought to be grateful. I invite you into the spiritual discipline of gratitude this month. I invite you to practice it daily. Remember, gratitude has great benefits. The more you practice gratitude, the more you will have to be grateful for.